Good Erev Shabbos. Good Erev Shabbos and Erev Purim. It's not Friday. We are counting up towards Shabbos and counting up to a beautiful Purim. Big thank you to our generous sponsors of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, the Klitz V'Chaya Riftabach, Tzipora Fredo, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi, Ben, David Aryeh. We daven this Purim, the Shabbos Erev Purim, Am Yisrael Chai, V'Nahafelchu, Hem Ma'asoneyam, we should defeat all of our enemies. And please God, we should hear Besoros Tovos of Yeshua and the Geula. We should hear good news of hostages should be brought home. Our soldiers should return to their families. And please God, we should have a sweeping victory in this war. It's a big Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a big Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a unique Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a distinct Shabbos. Every Shabbos is pregnant with possibility of incredible burst of growth, of transformation, of the impact of what Shabbos can have on us. But the Shabbos is Erev Purim. The Shabbos is Erev Purim. And we're not allowed to plan on Shabbos, to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. We can't say we're taking a nap so that we're wide awake Motzei Shabbos. We're eating well so we can concentrate and listen to the Megillah. But we can take advantage of the Shabbos to learn Torah, to prepare, to get ready so that we can get the most out of the energy of Purim, that we can transition from Raivi Deraiv and the Shalashuddas, the Heilige Mincha time of a Shabbos, and go into on Motzei Shabbos, right into the miracle of the Megillah, right into the story of Purim. Please God to bring miracles in our time as well. Our Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra, tells a story which is an idea and a thought I want to share with you to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. The Torah tells us, Al Kol Korbancha Takriv Melach. Let's try that again. Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel, Parsha's Vayikra. Al kol korbanacha takriv melech. All of the korbanos, all of the sacrifices in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash had to be accompanied by salt. Salt was added to our sacrifices. Salt was added to our sacrifices. In fact, what if salt wasn't available? Could something else be offered instead in that place? So it's brought down. Some suggest that yes, that in fact the Ben Ish Chai quotes in his Sefer Shalos HaTshuvas Torah Lishmas, as quoted by the Ozer Plos HaTorah, quotes the halachas ketana, shem ein melach mutar l'mloach korban im tzukar. If there is no salt, they could have salted a korban with sugar. If there's no salt, sugar can be a substitute instead. And in fact, we sometimes use, instead of having salt on our table, we use honey throughout the period of Tishrei, of Yamim Noraim, of Rosh Hashanah. We invoke the sweetness of honey or use sugar rather than salt. But the Pasuk is teaching us that the korbanos cannot be offered bland. They're not offered alone. The korbanos are offered together with salt, and many different reasons, many suggestions are offered why. The Heilige Me'ah Shiloach, Mordechai Yosef Ishbitz, the Ishbitz Rebbe, talks about salt. Salt is yira, awe and reverence for Hashem. We're sitting down to break bread. We're sitting down at a meal. We're sitting down to have fun. We're sitting down to shmooze and have conversation. Al kol korban chatak rev melach, there has to be salt present, because a person has to be filled with a healthy awe and a reverence and a reminder and a mindfulness and a consciousness that Hashem is present, that Hashem is always, Hashem is right there. The Teferes Uziah brings a different insight into this mitzvah. And many people only have salt with their bread on Shabbos. They put salt on the challah, or they dip the challah. The Chassidish HaMinag, based on Kabbalah, is to dip challah in salt three times. Rachamim and Din, we don't pour the salt on the challah. We dip the challah into the salt three times and then bite from it. So there is the notion of salt at the table. It's not only true on Shabbos. Whenever one has bread, all week long, 7 days a week, one should have Akor Karban Chatak Rav Melach. One should have salt and utilize the salt. What's the message? What's the idea? What's the idea that many observe? Everyone right now is more health conscious, so they only wash and have bread on Shabbos, and so they only have salt with the bread on Shabbos. So what's the idea of the salt with the bread? So the Teferes Uziel brings a different insight. He says, without salt, without spice, food is bland. It's unappealing. It doesn't taste like much. You don't really have much of an appetite for it. So the Torah comes along and tells us, Akor korban chatak rev melach, add salt to korbanach. Korbanos telling us, spice up our religious spiritual life. Don't live a bland religious life. Spice it up, inject it with excitement and with enthusiasm and with a fire. Give it a spice, give it some salt. Yiddishkeit can't be bland. Yiddish can't be flavorless, tasteless, unexciting. Yiddishkeit has to be energized. Al kol korbancha, it means korban. A korban is the way to become close. You want to draw close to Hashem? Al kol korbancha takriv melach. If you want to come close to Hashem, then your avodas Hashem can't be bland and meaningless. Don't come into Shabbos eager for the meal to end as quickly as possible, trying to go to sleep as quickly as possible. Don't have a meal without divrei Torah or zmiros or stories or conversations or guests. but have a Yiddishkeit, go into a Purim, go into a Shabbos with salt, with spice, with excitement, spice up our Yiddishkeit. Give it a flavor. Give it a flavor. It shouldn't be bland. It should be something that has a flavor. Every tefillah should be on fire. Every learning should have a flavor. Every holiday should have its flavor and its energy, its enthusiasm, and the impact that it leaves on us. The Yotzer Plaus HaTorah quotes the Ramah. The Ramah in Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, writes, Mitzvah l'aniach ala kol shulchan melach kodem shivtza. Ki ha-shulchan domo l'mizbeach v'achilu k'korban. The table parallels the mizbeach, the altar. And our eating is like bringing a korban, a sacrifice. So just like every sacrifice had to be accompanied by salt, so too every meal at our table, al kol korban chatak riv melach, it's megin min ha-poranios. It saves us from poranios, from bad things, detrimental things, bad things happening. Tosos Maseches Brachos Daf Mem tells us, how does that work? Bris melach, the covenant of the salt. That's it? If you have salt on the table, good things, blessings are going to happen. So Rabbi Menachem, Yimendaktik Ma'od Lahavi Melach Al Shulchan. Rabbi Menachem was careful, was strict to always have salt on the table. Why? Quoting the Medrash, what happens? You have a large gathering, you have a large table. Please God, you have a big family, you have lots of guests. Everybody's going up to get to wash before the Lechem Mishnah. They're going to wash on the Challah. You're back at the table and you're waiting for the last person to wash. All that time, no one's speaking, no one's talking. There's no Zmiros being sung. There's no Dvar Torah being offered. So the Yetzirah, the Satan, the evil inclination can find its way in. So how do we offset that Satan? How do we defeat that negative energy or influence? Bris Melach, the presence of that Melach. So what does that mean? Connect that to the Targum Uziel that we quoted, the Tiferes Uziel that we quoted. Maybe just looking at the table and seeing the salt is a reminder that even though we're waiting to break bread to make hamotzi, in this space, we're not bored. It's not a Yiddishkeit of boredom. It's not flavorless. It's not bland. We see that salt and we remember it's a Yiddishkeit that's spiced up. So you can't sing Zmiros with words, but you can sing a niggun. You can have some bang on the table and sing a niggun while you're waiting for everyone to come wash and waiting for everyone to come to the table. So we have this practice. We have this custom that we dip the bread not only on Shabbos, but also on Shabbos. And perhaps that's a exciting message for us. Go into a Shabbos and go into an Erev Purim. It's not bland and flavorless. That's al kol korban chatak riv melach, that has salt. If there's no salt, that has sugar, that you dip it into a spice and into a flavor. It's a message and it's an idea of a Yiddishkeit that has a flavor. It should be a beautiful Purim v'nahapochu. We should defeat all of our enemies. We should be able to celebrate. Lahodiyah shekol kovecha lo yivoshu v'lo yikamu lanetzach. We should announce and pronounce the Nitzchias, the eternity of the Jewish people, the defeat over our enemies. Have a beautiful, a restful, a geuladik, a redemptive Shabbos, a Shabbos filled with salt, with spice, with flavor, with energy, and with enthusiasm. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai.